An introduction to shirt fabrics. Shirt fabrics, or shirtings as they are often called by tailors, are of various nature and variously appropriate. So let's talk, what type of fabrics are you going to see out there? Cotton is by far the most common. However, in lower end, lower price shirts, you're going to see a lot of synthetic materials come into use here. Polyester probably being one of the most popular. In addition, you're going to see silk used in shirts and even wool and other types of luxury fabrics brought into shirtings. But at the end of the day, cotton is king, and there's a number of reasons why. Not going to go into the details of cotton fabric and its properties, but let's just say it's durable, it's tough, it's been proven over centuries. So let's talk about some of the most common cotton fabrics you're going to see out there. Oxford cloth. It's one of the coarsest shirtings, but it's nonetheless quite soft and comfortable. It's a more casual fabric. Yet in its natural form, it probably, I think it looks best on a button-down collared shirt. So what do we know about Oxford shirts? How do you recognize the color of the, or how do you recognize an Oxford fabric? Usually the threads are running in one direction, are dyed, while the threads that are running in the other direction are left white. And what this does is this gives the fabric its characteristic textured appearance. So Pinpoint Oxford is woven likewise, but of a finer yarn, and thus smoother and more formal. Royal Oxford is finer even still, and can stand proudly beside some of the finest wool suits and expensive ties. So you can see that Oxford, it varies in the fineness of the weave, and usually the larger the yarn used, the less formal the shirt's going to be, the more casual it's going to be. So you know, quite a bit of variance there. In any case, anytime you see Oxford, think of it as more casual, unless it's so fine that it's going to almost come off as a broadcloth or as a poplin. And that takes us to our next one. Let's talk about poplin. So poplin bears a smoother texture, but similar weight. The result of a fine yarn running one way and a thicker one interweaving it. It is soft and comfortable and often used in casual shirts as well, although it can be used in fine dress shirts. Colors find themselves easily at home here, and it takes a sporty pattern especially well. So the weave of poplin allows many patterns to come into it. So poplin you're going to find in not only solids and stripes, but also in checks. Cotton twill. Cotton twill is a shimmery diagonal weave, and it makes for richly textured shirts without sacrificing formality. So in herringbone twill, we're going to see the direction of the diagonals switch back and forth every quarter inch or so, and this is going to give the fabric a feeling of depth. So when the occasion, when you're looking for a fabric that's a little bit stronger of a weave, something that is still very formal, but has a textured look to it, twill is going to play a great role. Some of my favorite fabrics are twills, and especially in the herringbone weave. Again, it's a semi-solid, and it allows a man to step out of the realm of solids, still stay formal, and go with what I consider to be one of the most beautiful fabrics out there. Quickly, let's talk about broadcloth. This is one of the most formal shirtings for day-to-day wear. It's very tightly woven and can even give off a bit of a sheen. You'll normally see broadcloth in solid colors. It's going to be a little bit less breathable simply because of the tightness of its weave. However, when you're using a 100% cotton, it makes up for that lack of breathability because you're using such a fine yarn and it's so tightly woven together that it can form a very lightweight but durable fabric. End-on-end broadcloth is made by interweaving threads of alternating colors for a visual texture so subtle it appears solid from an arm's length away. Another great thing about broadcloth and the tight weave is it allows you to display very exquisite precision patterns anytime you see a shirt that is made with a pattern. And anytime you do see a pattern in broadcloth, it's going to be a little bit more expensive because the mill that manufactured this had to use a special type of machine in order to get that effect. This ends our section on shirt fabrics.